From NPR News, this is All Things Considered, and I'm Charles Hedberg. After years of disappearance from the Chaos Cochinos Islands, the special type of boa constrictor known as the Hog Island boa has been rediscovered by field biologist Terry Totten, as he reports.
I do not know how my eyes even caught it at first glance. It was almost as if I was imagining it. I know that the purpose of my exhibition was to discover one of the few remaining Hog Island boas, which due to over-collecting, have all but disappeared off the Chaos Cochinos Islands, but still, the sight of it shocked me. The Chaos Cochinos, a group of small islands located about 10 miles north of Nueva Armenia, Honduras, were once blanketed with this unique species of boa constrictor. Since they were first discovered in 1978, they have been rapidly collected and exported for international trade. The population of these snakes quickly decreased, and in 1993, two field biologists conducted a survey to investigate the problem. And incredibly, not a single boa constrictor was found on the islands. After some local reports of boas rediscovered in the area recently, I have visited the Chaos Cochinos to find one of the most intriguing and beautiful species of snake that I have ever studied. The boa constrictor has many subspecies, but the uniqueness of the Hog Island boa is unmatched. Their skin is a pale cream color mixed with light orange marks and small scattered black speckles. They are much smaller than the mainland boa constrictors and only grow to an average of 4 to 6 feet in length as adults. One of the most interesting features of the island boas, which distinguishes them from all other boa constrictors, is their ability to change the color of their skin at night. They can whiten the skin around their head and neck, and the orange stripes become highlighted to a lighter orange. Texan snake dealer and breeder Matt DiGiacomo has this to say about the originality of the Hog Island boas.
They truly are a magnificent type of boa constrictor, and in my opinion, they should be given their own subspecies. Biologists have classified them as the same species as the mainland boas. Thus, there were no restrictions made on collecting them because there was no distinction made between the sparse population of island boas and their abundant supply of mainland boas. Over the years, they have become very popular snakes to trade because of their low maintenance, small size, and attractive skin, which makes them ideal pets for snake owners. Today, there are not many pure Hog Island boas on the market at all. Many snake breeders have used original island boas to breed with other snakes in order to enlighten their skin. To date, the only original island boas that exist are held in captivity. And if we do not make an effort to breed only pure Hog Island boas, then we will lose their natural beauty and integrity altogether.
As I looked at the specimen before me, I didn't move or speak, but only observed. Although I have seen many Hog Island boas before in captivity, this one just seemed more natural and pure. It moved slowly but gracefully around a boulder and up the curve of a buttress to a tree. Finding one of these boas still in the wild gives me mixed feelings. It is a sign of hope, but at the same time, as I saw the snake which looked so weathered and alone, being maybe the only one of its kind left, it saddened me. This wonderful species was once a cornerstone of these small islands off the coast of Honduras, but has since dwindled to one lonesome pale snake climbing up the canopy and out of sight. From NPR News, this is Terry Totten. Thank you.